We're joined by another general manager. It's general management heaven. Josh Burns, how are you?
I'm good, Nick. How are you?
Very good. Do you get a chance to relax for at least a couple days before you get ready for the next year?
Yeah, it's a busy time of year, as Jim knows. I mean, sort of the unseen force in the organization with coaches and scouts and minor league staff. They spend a lot of time at this time of year sort of getting those contracts in order. And in any event, it takes a lot of time to contract the staff, about 100 people.
Well, we were talking about comparing the more laid-back nature of Joe Torre's coaching, which is the same as it's always been, no matter what the team he's had, and which seems to fit so well, at least to a degree, with the Yankees. He's done a great job, most people would say. But now, if we were to put Joe Torre with the Detroit lineup, do you think he really could do that good a job?
Yeah, I'm tremendously impressed by what Joe Torre's done, and I realize, you know, we all sort of remember the last game, but, you know, I'll put it this way, when I was in Boston, we were down 3-0, and a lot of the reaction was, here we go again with the Red Sox. But, you know, at that time, Joe Torre's Yankees had won 17 of the 21 playoff series they'd been involved in. So, you know, it's one of those things. I think once the Diamondbacks beat them, once the Angels beat them, once the Red Sox did, I think maybe more teams believe they could, but I still think Joe Torre is one of the best managers in baseball.
Absolutely, but I do believe that you can have too many stars on a team. In a way, you could make the connection that a Dan Snyder with the Redskins may be able to throw money at getting the best people and maybe even too many coaches as well. But that doesn't mean that there is insight, and that to me is the ultimate distinction between a good general manager, if you will, and a great one. So here's Dennis Eckersley again talking about what destroyed the Yankees, and we'll ask your opinion about this Detroit team before we move on to the Mets and the Cards.
Suddenly, they broke the game open in the fourth inning.
Oh, it was just a good approach. It really was. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if Zito would have thrown more strikes, that sounds so easy, you know, if he had thrown more strikes. But they were just patient. You know, they were trying to make him get his breaking ball over, and he wasn't. And they finally got him. They get some fastballs that he could get the big part of the bat on, and somebody took him deep on a changeup, I think Rodriguez. I mean, you know, they did what they had to do. He looked good for a couple of innings, but he's not a power pitcher, you know, and so he's got to, just like Kenny Rogers, he's not a power pitcher either. And when you're thinking right, it looks wonderful. You know, you get a guy to swing at a bad breaking ball 3-2, and you throw that off-speed pitch behind in the count, it looks great. But if they take it, you know, you look bad. So it's a cat and mouse game. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it's just, you know, in the playoffs, it just, you know, it just looks worse.
That's Dennis Eckersley. So to me, when you see Leland's style, it to me is best exemplified by what they did against Zito, which is, hey, after about the third inning, they said, lay off those big curves, make him have to get it over the plate, and it turned it around. How many of the managers that you've worked with are good in-game managers?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, I'm not in the dugout. I think it's playoff time. To sort of describe the chain of events, there's a lot of energy on the advanced scouting. So I think we would try to paint as clear a picture as we could of that team, how the roster's used, how Barry Zito might pitch. And then, you know, the manager really plays the game in his mind in a lot of detail and tries to sort of, you know, help the players understand how we're going to score against this pitcher, how we're going to beat this guy. And
do you participate in that?
Yeah, I did. And I think it, you know, as much as, you know, you respect the great players in a postseason scenario like a Barry Zito, you know, if you do enough work, you can leave the room sort of believing this is how we're going to beat him. And obviously, it's ultimately up to the players. And scoring runs off Barry Zito is not easy, but you know, the game plan does help.